Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast, where we don't sell video games, but I do like to talk about them. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and it is September 16th, 2011. What do we got? Downloads? We got downloads. On the PlayStation 3, you can download God of War Origins, Renegade Ops, Ferrari, The Race Experience, Bulletstorm, Elemental Monster Online Card Game, and From Dust. Also interesting is the PS1 Japanese classic, Cyberbots, Full Metal Madness. Cyberbots, you probably don't know, but one of the hidden characters in Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo is from Cyberbots, and that's how you would know Cyberbots. Otherwise, you have no reason to know Cyberbots. On the PSP, you can download Fading Shadows and the PSP Mini's Arcade Essentials Evolution. Don't know that's essential. On the Xbox 360, on the other hand, there is an essential arcade game called Radiant Silver Gun. It was a Sega Saturn game in Japan that never, I don't think at all, came out in the United States. I had the Japanese Saturn version myself, and let me tell you, there's a reason that thing was worth $200 on eBay. It's pretty good. It's $15 on the Xbox. They made some tweaks to it. Not bad. Also available is Red Bull X-Fighters, which I'm not sure if it's a Red Bull X-Fighter or Red Bull X-Fighters, because I haven't downloaded it, and I'm not going to. On the Wii, you can download Moto Heroes, which is a racing game. A wacky racing game, I believe they said specifically. But it's not wacky races, so no Snidely Whiplash or Penelope Pitstop or what have you here. Did I just date myself? Because that's even older than I am. I never saw that show. On the, let's see, Wii, that's all. There's no Virtual Console games. But on the DSi, you can download Bridge and Defense of the Middle Kingdom. Ugh. On the 3DS, you can download the Virtual Console game for the original Game Boy, Mega Man in Dr. Wily's Revenge. I bought that back on the original Game Boy. Again, dating myself. At the Costco. It basically is a mix of Mega Man's 1 and 2. You don't get all the bosses from those games, but you get some of the bosses from those games in new levels. It's fun. It's a Mega Man game. It's an NES-style Mega Man game, but it is in black and white. It was scheduled for a color remake on the Game Boy Advance, but that never came out. There was a whole set of those games, so I always wanted those. But you can get this one for $4, and it'll probably look a heck of a lot better on the 3DS screen than it does on my original 1989 Game Boy. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Two sales. We have Star Trek on sale. Free shipping on orders of in-stock items, $40 or above. Mix and match. So if you can get a bunch of bobbleheads, a series of action figures, or an in-stock prop replica, if it's more than $40 and you live in the U.S., gets free Super Saver shipping. Check the website for details. Also, buy 3 barware items, get one free. And that includes shot glasses, coasters, and whatever else we got under barware. So check the site for that too. Both sales end Tuesday. And if you don't order them, you'll miss the sale. That's all I got. Rounding up this week, we have some new pieces of video game licensed merchandise, which is exciting if you are like me. New Halo Reach figures are up for pre-order. Pictures are not, but Halo Reach Series 6 includes Cat and June figures, Unhelmeted, Brute Major, an Elite Zealot, Saber Pilot, and a whole mess of 2 and 3 packs with various Spartans and what have you in there. No pictures again, but there will be pictures eventually, probably closer to release. We added a brand new Legend of Zelda Dark Link statue, and it's plenty dark. It's not the one from Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link, so I don't have much memory of fighting that one. And also cool, and I think this is something I'd like to have, a Metal Gear Solid Foxhound hooded sweatshirt. You know, Foxhound from like Metal Gear Solid, the original game. That's like, wow, that's really cool. Yeah, except I live in the desert, and I need hoodies here never. Otherwise, I'd totally have this. I still might order one. I go back east every now and again. Not often. A couple times. Ever. But hey, you know, it's something. And that's all for this week on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. You can follow me on Twitter. Twitter.com/EntEarth. E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H. It's like Entertainment Earth without the entertain meh part. Or the entertain meh part, I guess. Thanks for listening. Tell a friend if you like the show. Feel free to go to our website and order something and tell them you listen to the podcast. Because how else do we know? This is marketing. I mean, well, sort of. I don't know if this is actually encouraging anyone to buy anything, but I have fun recording it. I like doing it. It's good times. Thanks for listening.